Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts Republican Party is in turmoil after the resignation of its vice chairman. Tom Mountain stepped down Sunday night after allegations that he posted inappropriate comments on Facebook. The party officially accepted his resignation last night. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the scandal is just the latest challenge facing the state GOP.
Mountain's departure has all the elements of a soap opera. It began earlier this month when a provocative website called the Turtle Boy Daily News published a story that included screenshots of what it said were creepy comments by Mountain posted next to photos of young women on social media. Turtle Boy also detailed a so-called catfishing scheme, a kind of online trap that allegedly tricked Mountain into sharing intimate details about his sex life with an imposter pretending to be a model. Aidan Kearney, the man behind Turtle Boy, talked about it on his show.
Don't be the creepy guy on Facebook. You are the vice chairman of this party. It is, you know, uncalled for, absolutely uncalled for.
Mountain claimed his Facebook account was hacked. He didn't respond to an interview request from WBUR. But Sunday night, he told the GOP state committee that he would step down as vice chair to focus on efforts to clear his name. Last night, the party's executive committee accepted his resignation. This follows a series of controversies within the state GOP. They include a deepening divide between conservatives lined up behind Donald Trump and State Party Chair Jim Lyons and moderates who support Governor Charlie Baker. Mountain was caught in the middle. He initially supported the former president, but after Trump lost, Mountain said it was time to stop the party's war with Baker. Mountain and Lyons also disagreed over how to handle comments by a state committee member, Deborah Martell, who said she was sickened that a gay couple had adopted children. Lyons acknowledged the comments were offensive, but he rejected calls to push her to resign. Lyons said the party must stand up against censorship and cancel culture. Mountain disagreed.
You know, what she did was heinous, it was intolerant, and quite frankly, it makes the rest of the party look bad. And the chairman initially stayed out of it, and then he doubled down to back her.
So some in the party, including Sean Dooley, a state rep from Norfolk, believe that Mountain must have been set up by people who support Lyons.
You know, they catfished him. They tried to destroy this man, his family, his marriage. But to what point? This purity test that if you're not with us 100%, you're our enemy is incredibly destructive, and I think it's immoral.
For his part, Lyons wouldn't talk about the Mountain affair yesterday, other than to say he'd never heard of the word catfishing until now, and that he's focused on building the party at the grassroots level.
And particularly in conservative Republican-leaning districts where we haven't been successful over the last 20 or 30 years, and clearly, the elites in the party don't view it the same way.
Republican State Committee member Amanda Orlando, a Lyons supporter, didn't want to comment on the Mountain allegations either. But Orlando said she doubts Lyons had anything to do with it, and she praised the chairman for his leadership of the party.
I think he's done a really good job, and he's focusing on the right issues. He's initiating ballot measures on issues that matter, like voter ID. This is an issue that affects everybody.
But critics of Lyons disagree, among them Sean Dooley, who challenged Lyons for the party leadership last January and lost. He says Lyons is leading the party astray and calls the latest controversy a dumpster fire.
I think the state party is just simply a laughingstock. We're doubling down on losing.
Registered Democrats already outnumber Republicans more than 3-1 in Massachusetts. They dominate the state legislature and control every seat in the state's congressional delegation. Dooley says the latest controversy won't help Republicans gain ground. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.